Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no educational value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only.
Welcome to another edition of That Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
You ever see a steam pipe when too much pressure builds up in a boiler or something? What happens?
Are you saying that little pipe over there?
Yeah, that blows off steam.
Really?
The relief valve. Phil's an engineer. He understands. Has a relief valve. Why do you think God gave you a dick? It's to avoid stress, man. He needs a blowjob. But not just any old blowjob.
Isn't that funny? Women cause stress, and then they can relieve it.
There you go.
This is fucked up. Now, work up all your science. Very good. Quickly, we're going to give you two in a second. Then work it up. Look at you.
Yep.
Okay. 1 in 15. They had an abstinence policy, but 1 in 15 for me.
Yep.
Go.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a scientific standpoint. I'd be happy to. You know what it is? You can't stop teenagers from fucking.
This is fucked up.
I know I'm getting old. This very week, I've sat on my balls twice.
This is fucked up.
Unfortunately, on this visual medium, you have to put up with this. Look at this. See? Larry, feel that.
No.
Oh, you're gay.
This is fucked up.
Hey, Phil, what kind of time we got left? Hold, I can't see it from here. What you got? 10 minutes? Lucky for you folks, there's 10. Whoa, what did you have for dinner? Jesus Christ, that belch.
Jesus Christ, I got
it. Oh,
I got
it. Whoa. Smells like a Mexican's ass. Whoa, what the hell's going on? Oh.
This is fucked up.
All right, welcome to the new episode of The Riot. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo, Larry M.
All right, Larry, and once again, we're smack dab in the middle of this political nonsense that's going on in this country,
right,
plus some other stories of interest. So before we get to that, you know it's always time for...
Bing, bing, bing.
We don't even waste any time asking how we're doing. Anyway. All right. As always, you can make your way over to thatriotshow.com, thatriotshow.com, for all the latest and greatest on the show, where you can get past episodes, synopses, comments, Twitter feeds, anything you can think of involving us, go to thatriotshow.com. When you're done with that, feel free to go find us on social media and engage with us there. Go to facebook.com/thatriotshow. Facebook.com/thatriotshow. Become a fan of the Riotous page there. And Larry, of course, when they get done with Facebook, they can always head on over to Twitter. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. Twitter.com/thatriotshow. And follow us there for all the goodness that is the Riot on Twitter, Larry.
Twitter, my favorite thing.
Not really.
Not really.
Larry hates computers. But anyway, once you're done there, you might want to consider taking us on the road. How do you get your fill of the riot, you ask, if you're driving, Larry?
You take your computer with you?
No. You take your phone with you.
Oh.
And you listen to us on podcast. Phil, hit the Scrollo podcasts, please. Scrollo podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podomatic, Player FM, Mix... Cloud, TuneIn,
Stitcher.
I mentioned Stitcher. Mentioned Spreaker. iTunes, everywhere. Everywhere you find podcasts, you'll be able to find The Riot on your favorite platform. It's always That Riot Show. Search for That Riot Show and you'll find us on the podcast. And Larry, obviously New York, it's getting a little bit nicer. Still hot as a mother at times,
but
it's cooling off a little bit now. Getting back to New York weather, fall weather is almost on us.
My favorite time.
That nice time of year. Nice!
Yes. Nothing better than fall.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also that time of year where we're heating up even more when it comes to the presidential election.
Yeah.
You like that segue?
Very well done. I couldn't have done it better myself.
It's up to Dick, but it is what it is. All right. So, Larry, let's first take a moment to acknowledge...
No, let's have a moment of silence that these are actually our choices.
Yeah, that too. But let's take a moment to acknowledge the fact that in this particular instance, I think the conspiracy rubes may have been right. All that whining about the health of Clinton all these past weeks, that honestly I dismissed as being overbearing and, you know, like just a little bit nutty if you remember a couple episodes ago. Turns out that they may have been right. Clinton at a 9/11 memorial service here in New York was videotaped sort of kind of stumbling and half fainting.
Yeah. And she had to be grabbed.
And she had to be grabbed and assisted into a car. Also, there was a second tape. I don't know if you caught it. Someone videotaped Chuck Schumer, the Democrat, the senior senator from New York, sort of talking to her and trying to get her attention. Now, you couldn't see Clinton's face. You saw her back. But he was doing this, like...
Yeah.
No. You know, like almost as if she... Now,
she wasn't focusing.
Right. Now, you could... interpreted as she wasn't focusing, she was having a seizure, or you could be that it was Schumer being playful. Again, these things could take meaning in the context,
yeah.
You know. So it could have been either one, I'm not sure. But anyway, so she did almost collapse. First they said it was just a little dehydration, nothing to worry about. And then, of course, when the press finally started doing its job a little bit, the campaign said she was suffering from pneumonia.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, let me ask you this: like, do you believe that she's only suffering from pneumonia, or do you think there's something else involved?
See, the problem with this is, if they had come out and just said, "Look, she has pneumonia. She's been working like crazy. She's not feeling well. Yeah, she's tired. She's gonna be 69 in a month. You know, she got a little overheated. That's
right.
What they said." I could just say, "Fine, she had a moment." But the problem is, because her first and only instinct to everything is to cover up, is to lie, to not show, like, even the smallest bit of, like, a chink in your armor or...
being human.
You know, like, anything, exactly, but any faults whatsoever. It makes me wonder, is there more? But, I mean, as for right now, I can accept that she had pneumonia.
Yeah.
She, I mean, look, she had the coughing thing, but, you know, as the people who went after her have been pointed out, like, she did have, like, a tripping thing, like, a few years ago. She got a concussion. There was another time she fell or almost fell and had to be grabbed at, like, the last second. So she's had some health issues, and I think she would be better off if she just came out and said, look.
Came clean.
Just came clean and said, I had pneumonia. I feel much better now. You know, the conspiracy people, now they're doing that she has a body double, which is pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
They're posting some of the other ones. They circle, like, a different nose on her.
Yeah, and they're saying that her glasses are anti-convulsion glasses.
Things
you know.
Like that. I mean, those things I think are crazy. But, look, I'm willing to accept that she has pneumonia and she wasn't well and she's feeling better now, which is good. I don't wish harm on her. But I always wonder now, because she's always fucking lying. Like,
yeah, that was going to be my point. Like, is she sicker than she says? I guess anything's possible when it comes to that. But you're absolutely right, Larry. The problem with Clinton is that she has never, ever, ever been able to tell the truth to anyone. And I don't think she knows how. I think her first instinct is to always lie about everything, whether there's any reason to lie or not. She really is Nixonian in that sense. Like, Nixon couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it.
You're talking about people also who lie when they don't have to lie.
But that's what I'm
saying.
That's
really fucked up. See, that's the difference. I was telling a friend, I didn't mean to cut you off, I was telling a friend of mine, a friend of ours, very liberal, likes her, intends on voting her, hates Trump, had dinner with him last night. Let me tell you what happened. He's telling me about, like, you know, the people are just picking on her.
Right.
And, like, and all this, and I'm like, let me give you an idea. There's lying, and then there's lying. And what I told him is, you know, when Bill Clinton got caught with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, I understand. It's not okay what he did, but I understand why he lied. Because you're getting blowjobs from a woman who's not your wife. It's embarrassing.
Who's an intern.
It was an intern. She's a young girl, but it's not your wife. And it's incredibly embarrassing, and the whole world is watching. And again, it's not okay. But what I even said back then is, obviously, anybody in that situation, your initial instinct is to lie, is to cover up, to stop the embarrassment and all that. But here's he's really doing it, and then you lie about it. Like, okay, that's one thing. It's another thing, like the time that she said that she landed, like, in Bosnia, and there was gunfire.
Right.
And she had to run, and they wound up showing footage of her calmly walking across the tarmac speaking to somebody. Like, that's a completely made-up story. You don't need to tell this lie.
Or that she never received any type of sensitive emails. Or,
right.
Like, I didn't know anything about emails. And what's email?
The Benghazi thing. With
the Benghazi thing.
Internet video. That was bullshit.
It was a YouTube video.
She has too much of a pattern of doing it.
Yeah.
And she does it when she doesn't need to do it. And I get the feeling that's what she did.
And by the way, for all the liberals out there, it's not that it's being done to the first female candidate now.
Yeah.
For president. It's... her whole career has been this. Like, if you're as old as we are, who have been following politics as long as we have,
right.
You would know that in the 90s with her husband, every opportunity she got, she lied.
Right.
Whether it became her health care initiative, whether it was her...
to cover up for her husband with Lewinsky.
Right.
And she went on Good Morning America.
It's a right-wing conspiracy.
It's a vast right-wing conspiracy. No, there wasn't. He was really doing this. And the fact... and she must have known that when she said it. So, like, there's another one. I mean, it's too...
It's constant. It's pathological. So that to me is the real thing. Now, is she not healthy enough to be president? I don't know. I think she probably is healthy enough to be president. But
it's fair game.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the things they said about John McCain.
No. It's
really led
her
into him.
Her health, much like Trump's, is absolutely fair game. Just like her financial situation and his financial situation are fair game.
Right.
So, but it's interesting to me because she had this thing. Obviously, someone in Trump's camp took away his cell phone so he couldn't Twitter. Like, haha, I knew the bitch was dropping dead or whatever.
Right.
Which is very Trump-like to do.
Yeah.
You could tell someone grabbed his phone and just typed out, I wish her well or whatever. You have to understand, and I've been through this with a lot of partisans on both sides this week. What I despise, Larry, with a passion, is the abandonment of logic just to defend your boy or your girl. Okay?
No.
Ideologically, defend them to the death, right? If you believe in big government, defend that shit to the death, okay? I believe in big government. I believe in high taxes. I believe in social programs. Fair enough. Both Clinton and Trump can lay claim to that, okay? But when you start abandoning logic for the sake of defending people, right? So the Trump people say Hillary is hiding all her medical info. And when you bring up the fact that Trump hasn't provided anything except like a handwritten piece of paper from somebody who may or may not even be a doctor, I don't even fucking know. But no doctor who's responsible writes on a piece of paper, he's got the best health ever. He'll be the most healthiest person ever elected. You know, it's like, that's not what doctors write.
Right.
Okay? And the fact that Trump goes on Dr. Oz, where it's a very careful... Dr. Oz is a TV show. It's made up, okay? Dr. Oz is a doctor. Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah. He's at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital here in New York.
He's a real doctor.
He's a cardiologist. A lot of people think very highly of him as a physician. But he's also a TV entertainer, okay? And Trump went on the show. He sprung this on him live, basically, and said, oh, here's my results.
Yes, well, okay. I don't mind doing it on TV.
Yeah. And it was very Trumpian. He got to explain how he's in the best health ever, how his testosterone level is very high, and he gave a thumbs up, that he's still manly, you know? So that doesn't prove that he's healthy either, okay? So for all you Trump rubes, he didn't come clean. He didn't come clean. He just gave whatever he wanted to put out there. And when you're on the Clinton side of the thing, don't pretend like her fainting constantly and passing out is of no concern and it doesn't disqualify her potentially for the presidency.
Yeah, this is an issue.
If
because
it really,
ever since
yeah.
the concussion, she also had times when she had to go to Capitol Hill and testify. Right. And her answer for things, now look, this could just be typical Clinton lying and trying
right.
to cover up, but she kept saying, I don't remember.
I hit my head.
A lot of times, and she pointed out that she hit her head, but she said, I don't remember a lot. And that's not good, because first off, if you're lying just to get out of trouble, you don't want to divulge something, you're lying.
Exactly.
If you really don't remember, that's an issue.
You've got a mental issue.
You're having blank spots in your memory, and that's not
now,
good.
Now, my guess is that she was lying again.
Right.
But you can't, on one hand, claim that you suffered a concussion so severe that there are portions of your memory that no longer function, and at the same time say there's absolutely no issue with her health to become president, okay, with her mental acuity. So what I hate is when people from both sides in this case pretend like logic doesn't exist anymore. And you have to be, that kills any argument you ever have. That's why when people, like,
And the defensiveness is amazing.
It's amazing.
You would think they were family members the way people
It's amazing.
Like, I like Gary Johns and Bill Welbarrow, but I'm not going to, like, for instance, when he got stuck with Aleppo, I was like, well, he should have known that. Like, I didn't say to myself, who the fuck cares about Aleppo?
Yeah, and I went through that on Facebook, obviously. A lot of people who know that I'm a big Gary Johnson supporter and on the riot started sending me social media stuff. Oh, your boy didn't know about Aleppo. That disqualifies him from the presidency. And I just sat there laughing. Because my standard answer for all of them is, okay, Gary Johnson didn't know about Aleppo. Two or three things about that. One, he didn't, like, pretend that there's a conspiracy against him, that the media's out to get him,
right,
that he was in a hot sauna-like room, that a failing, like, you know, whenever somebody stumps Trump, what does he say? New York Times, failing newspaper, no good. Like, read all his tweets about the Washington Post or any newspaper that...
Circulation's down.
Down, losing money, losers, you know. Johnson said, I brain farted, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they asked him, like, was it fair game for them to ask him? He said, absolutely, I'm running for president, okay?
He searched his mind, he thought it was an acronym, you know, like CIA or FBI or something like that. He came up with nothing, and he just very quickly, went, what is Aleppo? Like, you know, but at least he admitted it.
Right.
And he owned it. And the people who are supporting him admit it, and they're owning it. That's vastly different than people who always have an excuse. I mean, Mike Pence has spent so much time just trying to explain Donald Trump.
And that's my point when we when people come at me. So they say, well, he should be disqualified because he doesn't know about Aleppo. Well, okay, fair enough. Is that your type of thing? When someone fucks up something or is ignorant of something very important, they should be disqualified. If that's your bar, then I have to ask you.
Guess who's out?
If you're a rube who follows Trump, is he disqualified because he thinks there's 12 articles in the Constitution?
Right.
Like, to me, what's more important? Someone who doesn't know about some shithole in the Middle East? Or the president not knowing the Constitution?
Right. That's a good point.
Right? So, if you're going to disqualify in your... If you're a Trump rube, if you're going to disqualify Johnson for that, then I'm asking you, why aren't you disqualifying Trump for not knowing how many articles there are in the Constitution? Oh, he misspoke, Larry.
But that,
he was tricked by the Jewish liberal media.
But that also applies to the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. And
not just to Trump, because Barnicle, who asked the question, that jerk off on Morning Joe.
Yeah.
First off, I'd like to point out more people know Aleppo than know Barnicle. Okay. He went like this. You're kidding.
Yeah.
And every, like, liberal Democrat, they all piled on, this is why, because they want him out, because he's drawing more from her than from Trump. They said the same thing, in that it's a disqualifier. That, right. So let's not limit it to the Trump people.
No, but I'm saying, like, use the logic here, right?
Right.
And with Clinton,
and they both had disqualifiers, yeah, if you want to look at it that way.
And the thing I say about to the Clinton supporters, because I had a few feminists hit me up about, you know, Johnson needs to go, but that's a disqualifier, how can you do that? And I said, okay, well, since we know mathematically that there's no gender gap, is Clinton disqualified for repeating the same lie over and over, and who will write legislation based on a falsehood? That's like saying, I'm going to write a law based on the fact that the earth is flat. Would that? So if someone came from the Flat Earth Society and ran for president, would you get up and say, they think the earth is flat, not round, they are disqualified? Probably.
Probably.
So then why do you hold on to Clinton when she says there's a gender gap when there isn't?
But there are gaffes. The Trump and Hillary gaffes and problems and things that they've said and basket of deplorables. And what kind of way is that to talk about people in this country? You want to be the leader of them. And you're bashing on it. Look, it might be accurate, but you're not supposed to say stupid things like that.
You let us say stupid things like that.
No, but in other words, she's going after his supporters, and she knows that, sorry for the tangent, but she knows that they're not going to vote for her. Okay. She knows that they're white and, like, working class. So they're an easy target. But if you think of it reasonably, it's no different than his going after that Trump going after that Mexican judge who ruled on his. I mean, he tried to suggest that he's not qualified to. Like, you're constantly going after segments of society, but you want to lead these people, and you're insulting them, and you're saying things, and then at the end of the day, you don't know a town in Syria, okay? Well, compare that to the stupid wall, the unconstitutional ban of Muslims coming into the country, lying. About Benghazi, lying about the video, the emails. I mean, it's endless. How do those things measure up? But Aleppo's a disqualifier.
Exactly. And by the way, Johnson's position on Syria is we shouldn't get involved. So if you're going to take anything away from Johnson's gaffe, is that he doesn't want to send troops to Syria. Right. He doesn't want to bomb the shit out of Syria because he knows what happens. But even now, if you take it further, and you know I live on Twitter, Larry.
Yeah.
So for example, Hillary Clinton has been. Her commercials lately have been nothing but Trump quotes. Like, literally.
Yes.
Which is very smart on her part. I give her campaign credit.
But she's just a negative.
Right.
So you might as well focus on the other
She
asshole.
Her face doesn't even appear on the commercials for the most part. Right. It's just Trump saying stupid things like, build the wall.
Making fun of a reporter.
Making fun of the Mexicans. And, oh, there's my African-American, you know. But then she follows it up with tweets that say, the Trump Foundation is a perfect example of pay for play for foreign influence. And I just sent her something saying, do you understand what the fuck irony means? You're yelling, by the way, correctly, because Trump has already put in for Trump name trademarks in Russia, because he's partnering with Putin's mafia over there, okay? And this is fact. For you drunk roots, just go look it up. It's a registered thing. Okay, he just did that like a month ago.
I can't believe this.
So here's Trump. Here's Clinton shitting on Trump for having these shady foreign ties that if he becomes president, he's going to be selling the office. Which, by the way, again, he makes the best deals, except he makes them for himself.
It's the best breed.
Right? So drunk roots, ignore that. But here's Clinton complaining about it, and I just tweeted back to her. I said, well, that's one form of pay-for-play. The other one is you set up a phony foundation, accept loads of cash from Arab princes, and then launder it back into your, Chappaqua home or something.
That Chinese billionaire?
Seriously, okay?
But Aleppo's a disqualifier. That's like saying jaywalking's a disqualifier, but mass murder.
That's okay. Everybody does it.
It's terrible.
So that's what I'm saying with logic. Let logic rule the day, okay? For all you idiots that think you're the part of the party of science on the left, and for all you morons on the right.
Yeah, we'll think it's business, and he's a businessman, he's going to turn things, he's going to blow up the economy. Look, one final thing on the health thing. If they really want to do it the right way, what you have to do is you have to get a doctor who is not your personal doctor, somebody separate, somebody who's third party, is objective. And
you know, like the Surgeon General?
You know.
Like a Navy doctor or something.
Or Doctor Who. Yeah. But the point is, Dr. McCoy, but you have to get somebody who's not your regular partner and let them examine you.
Well, and how about this? You let one doctor examine both of them, so there's no bias.
Well, yes, but you have to let somebody do it who's not their regular doctor. Because, you know, they had a thing out the other day that Trump's body fat measure, whatever.
He's borderline obese.
Yeah, it's 29%.
29.5. 29.5. And so 30 is obese.
Right. And he said that he's 6'2", he weighs 237. Okay, so they came out with 29.5. Now, here's the problem. Now, this is actually unfair to him. Now, they're not going to do this with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman. I mean, the only... Look, there are always two things you don't ask a woman, her age and her weight. Now, her age is out because it has to be out. But nobody's asking about her weight. Now, you know what? I'm willing to bet that by the standards of the...
She is
just over the obese, you know. So she's probably not in what you'd call picture-perfect health.
Well, she's probably obese, but according to what I read, and then you take that with a grain of salt, she eats healthy. You know, it's just that her shape or whatever is what it is.
Yeah.
Supposedly she eats, like, very lean meats and healthy, you know, like somebody published her diet. But again, that's besides the point, Larry. The point is... Now, I think she's released her medical records fairly detailed, which has, again, led to more conspiracy theories. Like, using the antibiotics they used are not the same ones you would typically use. And that guy, Dr. Drew Pinsky, who was, again, another TV entertainer, said, what worries me is not necessarily her health condition, but the fact that her doctor appears to be prescribing treatment from the 1950s. Because apparently this is her doctor from when she was a little girl in Arkansas or whatever. So this guy, but again, their health record, it should have not been an issue. The financial records, ask me, what's going on with the financial records?
Right.
Why can't we find out who's got what going where? What stocks do they own?
Right.
What businesses are they part owners
of? We still haven't seen the Goldman Sachs speeches either.
We haven't seen Trump's tax returns, right. Ever. No one has.
Yeah, they claim it's 12,000 pages.
Who cares? There's people who get paid to look at that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I'm just saying, they claim it's 12,000. In fact, his son got in a little trouble because he said that nobody could read it, nobody could understand
it. Yeah, yeah.
It's like over everybody else's head. But it goes to show you that neither of them is being particularly transparent. And that they create these issues by lying.
Yep.
If you got pneumonia, you say you got pneumonia. If you've got some deals going on with Russia, say you've got some deals going on with Russia.
Let the people decide.
Let people decide, exactly. It's not going to cost you any votes. I mean, you know what? The people who support Trump, these people are supporting him. It just doesn't matter at this point. If he were to blow up D.C. with a nuclear bomb, they'd support.
Yeah,
they're all in.
Yeah, the people are all in on both sides with those idiots.
Again,
you can't claim the moral or the likability high ground in this election if you're either one of them, because both of them have over 50% unfavorable ratings.
Yeah,
more people hate them than like them, even amongst their supporters. So this is the first time in history this has ever happened with two major party candidates.
Yeah, she was at 52% negative earlier this week, and he was at 56.
I mean, stop and think about that. And I know for some of you Trump supporters, it's hard. And for you women, it's hard as well for supporting Hillary, because both of you just don't understand math. But think of this. If you've got a pie, all right, more than half of it tastes like your ass. And the other half tastes like pie you don't particularly care for, like rhubarb. In other words, the whole pie sucks a dick, but more than half of it is really rancid, okay? And that applies to both these assholes, okay? All right? So when someone says to me, like, why are you so adamant in support? I've been through this all week with people that I've known for years since, like, I mean, guys I went to grade school with are giving me shit, okay? As if all those years that I spent contributing to the Goldwater campaign, pitching into the Reagan campaign, the dinners I had with William F. Buckley, when we went to CPAC and hanging out with Judge Bork, and all these things, like 25 years of being a solid, at the time, conservative.
Right.
These people at the time knew me. All of a sudden, because I refused to support a fucking moron, and by extension, a lying cunt, somehow I'm not a good Republican anymore, or I'm not a good conservative, or somehow each side claims that the other has brainwashed me. I had one idiot claim that I am merely a hipster trying to be cool for voting for Johnson. And what I... I had fun dismembering that asshole on Facebook.
I can say I've known John for 33 years. He is not a hipster.
Yeah, no. And I'm not a liberal and I'm not a hippie. But here's the thing. And we can't emphasize this enough. And the reason we do it every episode is that hopefully, even if we get through to one or two of you, that we get something rolling. Even if you don't win as a libertarian this year, it's to get the ball rolling eventually. Goldwater took 20 years to build to Reagan, okay? It might take 20 years to build to the first libertarian president, okay?
And on that note, sorry to cut in, we should point out, this week the Libertarian Party did get on the ballot officially on Rhode Island. So now the Libertarians are on in all 50 states.
And D.C.
Right. So for those of you out there who have been telling us it's a waste of your vote, it's a waste of your time, they're not going anywhere, let me explain something to you. In 2012, they were on in like 10 states or some small number.
Yeah.
Now they're on in like 50. And that's the country.
They're the only third party.
They're the only, I mean, forget Jill Stein. She's so fucking stupid. She said earlier today she wouldn't have killed Bin Laden. I don't want to hear from people like this. So let me tell you something. Take a good look at Gary Johns. Don't waste your time with Aleppo. And once you get done with all this stupid health shit. And besides, let me tell you something. For all the people, John was referring to all the people, the conspiracy nuts and the health people. And look at the lengths that Hillary's going to cover up her pneumonia and all that. If you want to look at healthy, look at Gary Johnson. Oh, yeah. The guy climbs fucking mountains, for God's sake.
He's a triathlete.
He runs in marathons. You think he's in good shape?
He's 62, so he's younger than the other two.
Yeah.
But 7 to 8 years younger than the other two. Has summited every mountain in the world, every major mountain in the world. He's a triathlete. He bicycles literally a couple of hundred miles a week. Whenever, like, he's been doing that 22 push-ups for veterans challenge every day. 62-year-old man drops down and gives you 22, like that. Good push-ups, too, okay? So if you're worried about health, vote Johnson. And that was my point, Larry. I'm glad you brought it up. Is that for everything that you claim one of the two major party assholes is disqualified over, Johnson is not. So if you go by health, he's the healthiest guy. He's got the records to prove it. When you go by finance, he's shown everything. He used to be the CEO of a marijuana products company. Even that's out there. He's provided the documentation on that. Yeah. He's provided the documentation on the business he started, the construction business he started and sold, okay? His life is an open book if you talk about transparency. So he's better than both Clinton and Trump on that.
And he was successful as a governor.
He's the only one who's got executive experience.
Right. Trump has no experience. I don't care if you like him. He has no experience in politics. You can see he doesn't know anything.
Talk about disqualifiers.
I watch the shows. What kind of answer is that for foreign policy?
Talk about disqualifiers.
Right.
You and the abandonment, we go back again to the abandonment of logic. You Trump rubes were the first ones screaming loud and screaming often that Obama only had a year and a half of government experience, elected office experience, and he should be disqualified because he was this Johnny-come-lately with zero experience. And you know what? You were right.
Right.
We agreed with you back then. Yeah, we're on tape. You can go back and listen.
He was in the Senate for 150 days.
Yeah. Go back to theriotshow.com and check out our podcast from those days, okay? We said the same thing. Why is it in your mind that somebody who hasn't literally been elected dog catcher anywhere all of a sudden, in your mind, is qualified to sit in the most powerful position in the world?
Right. And if you want to disqualify...
At least that idiot Clinton got elected. I don't think much of her, but at least she went through the process of getting elected to something.
In the Senate, yeah.
Okay, she was a New York senator, one or two terms?
Two terms.
Two terms, and she was a secretary of state. At least she has government experience, both elected and appointed.
Right.
Trump has zero. So if you're talking about disqualifiers, why isn't that a disqualifier for you?
See, that's why it's so slimy, because it's just a way of getting rid of Gary Johnson.
Well, of course.
He's a disqualifier. Actually, now I think about it now. Look at Obama. Does anybody remember that back in 2008, he made a mistake when he was speaking once he once said we have 57 states?
Yeah.
Why isn't that a disqualifier? You don't know how many states we have?
But that's my whole point. At least be consistent. You know, if you're going to excuse 12 articles in the Constitution... You really couldn't excuse what is Aleppo?
Yeah. Look, they're on in all 50 states. Give them a shot, please.
For God's sake. And, unfortunately, Larry, just before we sat down to take this episode on Friday, the 16th?
Yeah.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced that they will not be inviting Gary Johnson to the first debate, and they will not be inviting William Weld to the first vice presidential debate. Look, we kind of saw it coming, but it's still highly disappointing. Who is it? Mitch Daniels? Is that his name?
Yes.
The former governor of Indiana. He's now currently the president of Purdue University. Someone who was a Republican governor, just like Johnson and Weld, who is now seriously considering becoming a libertarian because of the whole Trump situation and the way the party has floundered in recent years. He sits on the Commission for Presidential Debates, and he said, I voted for the inclusion of Gary Johnson and William Weld. So it just goes to show you how biased and rigged the system is. Now, for all of you that may not know, who are saying, well, it's a commission. The commission is jointly owned by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. They set it up. So they set up the commission that decides who gets to debate against their own candidates. Okay? So when you look at it, they decided Johnson doesn't reach the 15% threshold in the polls, Larry. But if you look historically, Ross Perot got into the debates when he was at 8% nationally.
Right.
In 92. Okay? 8%, and they let him in. Yeah. Okay? Johnson, and we've said it before, you know what should qualify you for these debates? Which is not open to anything subjective. It's not going to be open to things like polls and whether the polls are fair and which polls do you count and all that. Very simply, does the candidate have a mathematical chance of winning the presidency based on his ballot access? All right?
Okay.
Gary Johnson is in all 50 states. That should be it. He has a mathematical chance of winning. Let him debate. Let Gary debate. Okay? This is deplorable. It is disgusting. It is anti-American. It is anti-democracy to exclude him from the debates. What are you afraid of? That he's going to be the only adult on the stage?
Yeah, he's going to look reasonable compared to these two idiots having a cat fight. And on top of it, the basket of deplorables are the people who turned on Gary Johnson to be in it. Because this is bullshit. I know that if he was in this debate, he would do very well.
He'd do very well because
very well.
He would stick to the issues.
Yeah.
And what would happen is, Trump would do the same routine he did with Ted Cruz and all these other Republicans. And look, Gary Johnson's on tape. He said, if he starts with me, I'll call him a pussy to his face. Okay? He's on tape, Johnson, saying that. And on the issues, he could easily run circles around Clinton and Trump on the issues.
Well, I definitely think he could run circles around Trump on issues and policy. Hillary might be tougher. I think she knows her stuff. But
she knows her stuff, but her policies eat a dick.
Yeah, no, they do. But it's not that she's a know-nothing.
It's not that she's a know-nothing. It's that she's wrong.
Right.
So Johnson could easily point out, when me and Bill Weld were supporting gay marriage, because we believe in individuals' rights to self-determination, you were against it. You stood by that dopey husband of yours in between blowjobs from Lewinsky and signed the Defense of Marriage Act. How ironic is that?
Right. Well, these two guys, Johnson and Weld were in favor of marriage equality. And they always have been. It's not like it's a new position. Like, people like Hillary were against it and actually for it. Obama in 08 was against it. If you remember, he said that he was in favor of civil unions. Now he's for it. He doesn't have to change anything. Trump is hilarious because he's a pretty liberal Democrat from Queens, and I think he's been for it in the past. Now he's not, because he's got to placate the religious right and people like that. But I agree. It's very disappointing.
By the way, who's the only governor who supported legislation in office for the Second Amendment? For all you Trump rubes who are saying Trump is the only one who'll protect the Second Amendment. What makes you think that? Right. What evidence do you have that he told you so? 5 years ago, he was for banning guns in New York City.
Right.
Because he's a Democrat. He's a fucking liberal. Gary Johnson, on the other hand, has protected Second Amendment rights as governor of New Mexico. So for all you rubes, all your rednecks, get her done. You fucking assholes. Crack a book every so often. Go on YouTube and pull up his speeches. Do something. Don't be ignorant assholes who only go by what Trump says or by what Clinton says. They're both lying cunts. You have to get to that point where you accept that. It's staggering that there's people that can very easily Snopes. Go to Snopes.com. I saw people claim that the Wall Street Journal is anti-Trump. Because in different states, they published different editions. And in one state, they said, the headline showed a picture of Trump and the Mexican president shaking hands, and it said, Trump softens tone with Mexico. And that went to conservative states so that the rubes would get upset. And then the second edition had the same picture with the headline that said, Trump doubles down on immigration policy or a wall or something like that.
And they sent that to the liberal states to show that he's still racist. Hey, assholes, papers print different headlines depending on what part of the day they get printed on. They're not internet. So when they printed the first edition, and you know how you could tell? Because on the picture of each edition, the time is there. And the number of stars tell you which edition it is. One star means it's the first edition of the day. Five stars means it's the final edition of the day. So when they printed the first edition, he was still in Mexico talking nice to the guy. Right. We talked about it on the show.
Right.
And then he fucked up because by the time he got home, he was making speeches about, I'm going to make them pay for the wall. Double down on it.
It's
going to
be a beautiful,
beautiful wall. Very high. Very 30 high. Feet high. Got 10 feet higher. So then the Wall Street Journal said, well, he became an asshole again. We got to report it. You guys are rubes. Take 10 seconds to look at stuff.
Now, connecting to that, well, I'd like to hear what they think now. And please let us know on Twitter if you're one of these. What do you think now that your boy Donald says that the president is an American citizen?
Yes.
Yes. And who's to blame for all this?
Oh, yeah. So for to get a little context, because rubes forget. Who was the originator of the birther movement? Who was the person who filed lawsuits and got on TV and Obama is a Muslim born in a foreign land who was disqualified from being president. So was John McCain and all that. It was your boy Trump. And for 5-6 years now, he hasn't let that go. Guess what? Today he let it go, Larry.
Yep.
He held a press conference to say Obama was born in America, period. The whole thing was Clinton's idea. What? What?
Question mark.
Like Larry said, we live in the age of YouTube. We live in the age of fucking the internet, of Google. Go to YouTube and just YouTube Donald Trump birth certificate Obama. And you'll get an endless stream of video that shows him calling Obama a foreign-born Muslim.
And talking about Kenya.
And Kenya. and all sorts
which
of shit.
Which most of you can't spell.
Which, by the way, which all of you bought into.
Yeah.
Okay? So what do you think about it now that he admits he lied? For the most part. I don't think he said he lied.
He didn't say he lied.
He just said he was born.
He's just saying that it's gotten to the point where he's convinced.
He's convinced.
That he's a U.S. citizen.
What has happened in the last 6 months that made him convinced that Obama's all of a sudden a natural-born citizen?
Yeah.
You fucking rubes.
I mean, you know what's really horrible about it is I don't even care that he did it. It's like you said, it's the people falling for it.
Yeah.
Like, his entire popularity is based on he did the birther thing, and that got him a lot of attention. Then he threw out during one of the debates, we're going to build a wall. And then they rallied on the vote. Now you find out that the wall is just a negotiating tactic. And as we talked about on the show for over a year, and I even said once, you really think there's going to be an 1,800-mile wall? Now you know that he's not really serious about that. He's not serious about the Mexican government paying for it. The whole thing where, well, there's going to be punishment and tariffs? I guess there could be, but I don't think that's true either.
And you still believe that he's going to elect...
And as far as he said Mexico is sending us all our murderers and rapists, well, first off, the wall's not going to keep them out. And second of all, now that he says that, well, he's not doing it, doesn't that mean more murders and rapists are going to flow into the... Like, if you think about everything, the temporary ban on Muslims, all his rhetoric, which is what his support is based on, it's all, like, now it's just all gone. Like, the temporary ban, when was the last time he mentioned it? The wall? You now know that that's a negotiating thing, and it's not going to happen, and he's not serious about it. And now this thing, the Bertha thing?
The Bertha thing, the health thing. He is a... In other words, it's like someone... About once every 6 months, it's as if someone walks up to him and says, hey, Trump, come here. You know what we just found out? The rubes hate black guys. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get David Duke to endorse you so they all vote for you. But then you pretend like you don't know who David Duke is. And we can do that 4 or 5 times because these assholes forget. Phil, put up the tweet where Duke, 2 days ago, David Duke, former head of the Ku Klux Klan, endorsed Trump again.
And Trump, to this day, 2 days or so, Larry, has not repudiated it.
Right.
Has not said, fuck David Duke. Has not said, I don't want any part of racist. You know why? Because he's a fucking racist.
He's getting support from white nationalists who have endorsed him. And I saw the one with the interview, the reporter, like, do you want to disavow these people? He goes, well, I have to see what they're talking about. I don't know the group.
What the fuck?
What? It's a layup. I don't want to be associated with racists and neo-Nazis. Boom. You're done. Next. Most of them are ex-cons. Just move on from it.
How many times do you have to listen to him say he has to learn more about the group? Like, if you really think he's got the biggest brain and he's super smart and number one at business, don't you think he would have figured out within 10 seconds who the fuck David Duke is? Or who the Aryan Nation is, or any of these cocksuckers?
How did you not know who they are?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, talk about not knowing Aleppo being a disqualifier. Isn't not knowing who David fucking Duke is a disqualifier to you?
And not saying, I don't want to be endorsed by them, repudiating. How come that's not a disqualifier?
By
the
way,
the president really be somebody who's openly racist?
When David Duke tweeted his support for Trump again, I retweeted it. Phil, I don't know if you could get it, but if you can, put it up. I tweeted out, I wonder how long it'll take for Donald Trump to repudiate this. And by repudiate, I mean retweet. Because he's done that, too. By accident, of course. All right? So, really? You fucking rubes? Like, so, there's that 35%, Larry, of rubes that are all in on Trump.
Oh, they love him.
He's them. He's going to protect God, guns, and white people. Right. And he's going to make sure your white women don't get fucked by 12-inch black dicks, apparently.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're all scared of. Okay?
I got another disqualifier for you. How come his weird obsession with his daughter isn't a disqualifier?
Yeah.
Unless it's because they like inbreeding.
Now, I'm going to pull a Drumpf, and I'm going to state this the way Drumpf would. Okay? Now.
Do the Hollywood ones. Or filmy one.
Some people have said that he's extremely creepy when talking about his daughter Ivanka. And that allegedly Dr. Oz, in that completely made up and fucking theatrical, here's my medical records piece, somewhere in there, he made some comments about Ivanka that were ultra creepy. So creepy that the Dr. Oz people decided to edit them out of the interview. Now, I'm sure we've all heard, like, the various, like, Ivanka's a beautiful girl. Nothing wrong with saying that, Larry. She would be someone that I would like to date. Borderline. And then constantly saying how hot she is and how beautiful she is. And he would like to be one of the guys chasing her. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if... I'm speculating, he had ended up touching her as a little girl at some point. If it ever came out that way. I'm not saying that he did. And I want to be very clear about that, Larry.
Yes.
I'm saying, wouldn't it be funny if we do find out at some point that he was banging his own daughter? Allegedly, possibly, speculatively.
Could be a pedophile.
Allegedly, possibly. Wouldn't it be funny if he were a pedophile. All right? Nobody talks about their daughter that way.
No.
Nobody. And I am looking at every parent who happens to be watching us right now. If you're a Trump supporter and you have kids, especially if you're a dad who has a daughter, everybody's kid is good looking to their parents.
Well,
okay?
I'm about to say, all parents think,
all parents
kids
think
are beautiful,
their kids are beautiful children. But it's not the I want to fuck them good looking. It's like they're my flesh and blood. They're my immortality, okay? And we appreciate our children from that vantage point. We don't say, man, look at the rack on my daughter. I bet if I was young and not her father, I'd be fucking her right now. Speaking generally, of course, of pedophiles, Larry, nobody in particular. That's fucked up.
You never heard Bill Clinton say that about Chelsea. Like,
she's not as hot as Ivanka.
She's not as hot as me.
She's not as hot as the Trump boys, actually.
She got the worst of both of them.
But that's my point, right? So
why
it's like,
aren't you holding this against him?
Yeah, why
I
are...
mean, unless this is some kind of hee-haw inbreeding that you approve of. This is really bad.
All you fucking feminists, which I understand the feminists have been going against Trump, so I'm not quoting on that. But all you rubes who are all about God and family and guns, why aren't you questioning the fact that this guy is very creepy with his daughter? He did it on The View. A couple of weeks ago, months ago, I think. He did the same thing on The View, where those women, as stupid and catty as those bitches are, like, they all literally did a double take when he was talking about his daughter. Like, what? What? You know, like, you could see
that.
This
is pretty much, this is akin to, like, all those, that footage they have of Joe Biden, that he's always, like, rubbing women's necks and he's touching. Like, one guy was, he moved away from the microphone and the guy came up to say his speech or whatever. You know, they were, like, nominating a judge, whoever the fuck it was, and his wife's there, and Joe Biden. He's doing this, and he's whispering in his ear.
That 12-year-old girl he started fumbling with, you know, and he's whispering in her ear, and she was like, And rightfully so, people were upset about it. Okay?
Why is this any different that he greatly appreciates how hot his daughter is? Which I don't agree with, but I mean...
I think she's hot. I'll be the first to say.
No, she's pretty. You know, I like her, but I'm not drooling over her.
No, but I mean, the point that he's talking about her in those terms is fucking creepy.
Yes, that is what is really creepy. And why isn't that like another disqualifier?
Yeah.
That's a lot more creepy than or bothersome than not knowing fucking Aleppo is the epicenter of the refugee crisis, for God's sakes.
But anyway, so let's end this up by saying Gary Johnson... I think in protest of the fact that he's not going to be at the debates, he's holding a Facebook Q&A live during the debates.
Okay.
So go on Facebook. You'll get the chance to ask some questions. And my guess is, as they ask the questions of the candidates in the debate, he'll be answering the same questions on Facebook.
That's a good idea.
So at least you get some insight into what he has to say.
I hate social media, but you know, I might log back on to Facebook. Yeah. I haven't been on it in 5 years, but I might go back on it just for that.
And talking about, I just want to do an abrupt switch here because we're running short on time.
All
right. Let's talk about this. We talk about social media. We talk about the character of people and of kids, especially in this age. Larry, there was a story coming out of your ancestral homeland.
Hey. All right, Romania.
Italy.
Are you from Greasy?
Greasy. I'm from Greeky. But anyway, from Italy, there was the story that this, how old was she, 30 years old, I think?
Yeah.
Her name was, I believe now,
Tiziania.
Tiziania.
Cantone.
A 30-year-old woman. Now, she apparently committed suicide. Because a sex tape of hers went viral on social media in Italy. And apparently millions of people saw her on film and were giving her shit for, you know, fucking on film and whatnot. When you listen to the full account of the story, apparently she made some sort of fucking tape. Not that I saw it, it wasn't available. From what I can gather, it was probably a tape of her diddling herself. And she sent it to her ex-boyfriend and three others, allegedly, or four others, something like that. Yeah. Three or four others. Apparently, those people said, oh, look, a chick, fucking hot chick on tape, you know, engaged in sex. And they just posted it everywhere, I guess. You know, whatever the equivalent of Reddit and Facebook is in fucking Italy. So, I guess it got so bad for her that she committed suicide. And I have to, and this is what... We always say, it bothers me. Like, we're out here, right? You'll hear us talk about whatever, our opinions are out here. It would be idiotic for us if someone, like, a year from now says, well, you can't get a job because you were talking about President Trump in a derogatory manner. Right? We know what we're doing, okay?
Yeah.
We're adults. For us to potentially commit suicide because someone is making fun of us or bullying us on the internet would be ridiculous. You have to realize, when you send someone a sex tape, even if they're your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or your wife right now, they may one day not be. You better have control over that fucking thing. Meaning, you want to make a tape? I'm not judging you. Make a tape. I love porn. Larry knows I love porn. Efuck.com, number one.
Yeah.
All right?
But if you're Anthony Weiner watching,
yeah.
Or Brett Favre watching, or anybody else who's done the dick pic thing.
Yeah, here's the thing. be aware that that shit will make it. I'm not even saying might make itself public. It will make itself public. So if you decide to do it, go ahead and do it. We're libertarians. Whatever floats your boat, go and do it. But then, reasonably, you have to have the mental fortitude to say, if this gets out, I'm not going to commit suicide because some assholes are jerking off to me on film.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part about this woman.
Well, but
not the fact that she
did it because she got abuse from people.
That's but you see what I'm saying is, to me, abuse on the internet, you know what that means? You get off the internet, like this guy. Right. You don't hang out on the internet, if that's the case. And she won a court case that said the right to be forgotten in Italy, meaning that she won her case. Nobody legally was allowed to have access to that fuck film, okay?
I agree with that.
Which is fine. You know, I have no problem with that. But to me, this is a problem with the millennial generation, if you will.
Right.
In that, you have to learn how to cope with these things, right? Like, when we were growing up, we knew you didn't go to certain neighborhoods. And if you did go to certain neighborhoods, you might get stabbed in New York. So if you got stabbed in that neighborhood, you couldn't complain about being stabbed in that, in a weird way.
You might get jumped.
Yeah, you knew what you were walking into, whether it was to get drugs, whether it was to watch porn in Times Square back in the day, remember? Yeah. Like, if you wanted to go watch a peep show when you were 12, you were going to Times Square.
Yeah,
and you might just get fucked up by somebody along the way.
Yeah.
Okay? Or if you went to cop or whatever.
Like you were dating a girl.
Or you were dating a
different neighborhood and you had to go into their neighborhood.
Yeah, like if you're a white guy going into a Dominican neighborhood to meet your date, you were taking your life in your hands.
I actually do that right now.
Nothing as motivating as pussy, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
But, so it's sad that this girl committed suicide, Larry.
Yeah,
absolutely. Not to make light of that. But at the same time, you have to not blame society for this, honestly. You have to blame the person and the tools they used, I think, more.
Did she blame society? I mean,
well, that's the tenor of the story,
okay.
You know, that, oh, it's bullying, it's internet bullying. You're a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
And as far as I could tell, she had no mental problems. You're a 30-year-old, and you can't deal with bullying for something that you yourself did? Like, when we were first looking at the story before the show today, we were saying, like, this poor bitch, did she do a fuck film with her boyfriend or husband and somebody stole it and published it? That's fucked up, right? That's like the Hulk Hogan Gawker tape, right? Like,
he
didn't publish it. He made the tape, but he didn't publish it.
Right.
He didn't give his permission to publish it. So if she made this tape and somebody stole it or hacked it, you know, like the Fappening with all those celebrities, that's fucked up.
Right.
Still not a reason to commit suicide, by the way.
Well, none of it is.
But fucked up. But if you willingly did a fuck tape and you're sending it out to four people, four guys, what do you expect to happen? Four Italian amore.
Four guys. At least one of them's going to send it to the president and everybody else.
With his cock like going in and out of your mouth or something.
One guy's at least going to go, and look at this bitch. She's fingering herself. Oh, my God. Hey, here's where she lives. Everybody go, hey! Who's with me?
Hey, puttana!
Pick up a pizza, go meet her. So, I mean, it's, you know, I feel badly. It kind of reminds me of, you know, I watch a lot of those, like, crime shows, Dateline.
Yeah.
They actually had something like this, some girl in Tennessee, that she started putting things, like, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And somebody started answering, you're a whore, you're a bitch, you're a guy. And it went back and forth, and then, like, she committed suicide.
Yeah.
Because she felt she was being bullied and, like, attacked, and she couldn't take it.
Yeah.
But then on the meme, at the same point, like, couldn't you just stop, unfriend the person, or get off Facebook, or do something? Be like me. I don't go on any social media. I don't care what people are saying. It's not interesting enough for me to read, and I have things to do.
Yeah, but honestly, it's just, I think, a bigger issue with society right now.
Yeah.
Like, when we were young, you know what a joke was? We used to say this. Larry will probably remember it. When we were younger, before the internet, before email, we used to say, that guy is so much of a pussy, he could be held up over the phone. Right? That someone could call you if you were such a pussy, someone could call you and stick you up over the phone. Like, send me your money or I'll kill you. Oh, okay, here you go. Right? We used to joke about that, that was the sign of a pussy. You could be held up over the phone. It was a common phrase, like you're a dill hole or a dickweed or something like that, right? Think of what in a short 30, 40 years has occurred, there are people killing themselves over fuck tapes, over being banned on Facebook.
But they're killing themselves just over the verbal responses.
But that's what I'm saying. They're killing themselves for being bullied. And bullying, by the way, by never having a finger laid on them.
Right.
By never being hazed or tortured physically, okay? Like, literally, we, and unfortunately, it's a hack response, but it's true. We are a nation of pussies now.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know this happened in Italy. You don't have to write me, you know, like. But the general point is, we are becoming a nation and a civilized society of pussies. When in Canada, just to throw this out there, as I'm looking, Phil, time. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Okay, we'll do this. In Canada, at a university, there was a Canadian student wearing a "Make America Great" hat. On film. He was surrounded by other knuckleheads who demanded that he remove his hat because, they chanted to him, he does not have the right to express hate speech. His hat, which said "Make America Great Again," was an expression of hate speech in Canada.
Yeah.
And these students felt the need to rip the hat off his head, take it from him, and then, I don't know, throw it away, burn it in effigy, whatever the fuck. And then this guy's in trouble for hate speech violations. Yes. Now, honestly, Larry, I would make some profound statement about the First Amendment, but Canadians don't have a fucking First Amendment.
No, they don't.
Which means they're like animals. So let them lose their souls. I don't care, Larry. Honestly, we've told you about the case of Mike Ward, who was a stand-up comedian, got arrested for using the word dyke at some audience members that wouldn't shut up, okay? Now, say what you want. Is that where we want this country to be?
That's where we're going. Some college professor the other day in Ohio, or I forget what state was, put out a whole thing defending trigger warnings, safe spaces, microaggressions. These are the right things. They're the right thing for the students. It's good that they're doing it. Like a whole defense of this whole fucking like loser mentality. How could you need a fucking trigger warning from
at a university? You shouldn't need it, period, because we do have a First Amendment. And any publicly funded university that has safe spaces should immediately be defunded, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I wish my friend Dan Sputter, who's a constitutional attorney, I believe, should take a case like this. Dan, I know I'm offering your services pro bono. To see if we can defund universities that participate in this nonsense. Okay? The government should not be crimping or censoring anyone's speech, okay? And if you do it at a university that accepts public funding, they should not be allowed to do that. Honestly, when we were in college, we used to walk around baiting people into debates. Baiting people. When we were supporting Reagan and these guys.
I was wearing T-shirts that would now be constituted, it would constitute hate speech.
Oh, absolutely.
For God's sakes. I mean, I wore a kilt once. Well, that might make me...
Not to make a political statement, he just wanted to show people his balls.
Yeah, I just wanted that big, juicy Italian crack to hang out.
Italian sausage.
Sausage that girl couldn't handle.
So that, think about that. The hate speech for a hat that said "Make America Great Again." Like,
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I think Trump is stupid, but it's not hate speech.
No.
Okay, it's nothing more than a political slogan, which implies we're not great now, but if we elect this asshole, he'll make it that we're great again. And I do think we're a great country anyway. So that, all the more reason not to vote for him. But to surround somebody and to threaten them and tell them that they can't wear the hat and it's hate speech.
And it's happened in this country.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to end the show on such a down note. Or maybe look at it as a promising note, Larry. Really make America great again. Protect the First Amendment. Not like that fucking asshole Trump. Go for these guys right here.
On all 50 states.
Until next week, when we're going to be here again complaining about Trump. For the truth, Larry Marchione, this has been Big Fat John. Peace, America.
Join us every week at theriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with a golden voice, and my testicles are killing me.